In Santa Rosa, Mozart, Rachmaninoff, and a return to the keyboard and podium by Jeffrey Kahane. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire, and this is the State of the Arts. Since he stepped down as music director of the Santa Rosa Symphony several years ago, conductor and pianist Jeffrey Kahane has returned as a soloist.
I did play the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto as a soloist a couple of seasons ago, but this is the first time I've conducted them since my departure, and it's going to be wonderful to be reunited.
Rachmaninoff's Third Symphony will be on their program Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The Third Symphony is a work that's very close to my heart. It's, I think, one of the great underrated symphonies in the repertoire. It was a work that didn't have a great deal of success when Rachmaninoff first introduced it. But in recent years, more and more conductors have come to become passionate advocates of the work.
And there's a piano concerto by Mozart, number 25. Kahane will both solo and conduct. He says that despite their differences, the two composers shared a vocal quality, a natural gift for singable melodies.
It's actually not a pairing that one sees so often, but it works actually really, really wonderfully. The kind of transparency and delicacy of the Mozart is a wonderful foil for the opulence, the lush textures, and extraordinarily romantic atmosphere of the Rachmaninoff.
Changing gears between the two works is the tricky part.
It is a big switch. It's especially actually a big switch for the orchestra because the kind of playing that's required in the Mozart is so very different in every respect. You know, it's a challenge for me as well, but it's one that's a great deal of fun.
And for the Bay Area, that's the State of the Arts. You can listen again and find more information at our website.